Okay, has everybody got a handout? Okay, this is where we look into the antiquity of human beings here upon the earth. Now, what's kind of funny is a lot of the scientists really criticize young earth creationists. They say, all those guys believe God created the earth in 6 days. They think the earth is no older than 10,000 years. They are so stupid and unscientific, and they're so narrow-minded. But then there's this guy named Michael Cremo, who wrote this book called Forbidden Archaeology. And he began by studying the Hindu religion, and he found a lot of their scriptures indicating that human beings have been upon the earth for a very long time, much longer than the scientists say. So he thought, well, I wonder if there's any evidence of that. So he started to look, and he found all kinds of evidence. And he found that not only do the regular scientists disregard the evidence, but a lot of times the evidence gets buried. Some of the best evidence that he found was over 100 years old, because back then they were just trying to figure out how old the earth was, and they didn't have the set ideas as to what was supposed to be. And so, you know, they found stuff that indicated that human beings had been here for as long as a couple hundred million years. But then we reached the point where science pretty much settled how long advanced human beings have been here, which is supposed to have been somewhere around 100,000 to 150,000 years for Homo sapiens, maybe less. And the really primitive human beings back a couple million years, and that's about it. But as far as intelligent beings like us, capable of making weapons and stone tools, you know, they figure not that far back. And so what he found is when any evidence comes forward that challenges that, they pretty much ignore it, belittle it. First of all, they try to destroy it. They will try to present it as a fraud, or if any scientist, and many scientists have done this, have published papers that indicate that the regular scientific view of the age of man is wrong. And when they do, they will lose their jobs, or everybody will go after them, try to belittle them, try to ruin their reputations. In other words, what Michael Cremo found out was that these scientists that are belittling the Christians for being narrow-minded are suffering from the same problem that they're accusing the Christians of suffering from. When somebody presents a Christian idea that, hey, the earth is older than 10,000 years, well, they just close down and refuse to consider it. But what Michael Cremo found out is when regular scientists are presented the idea that human beings have been on the earth, intelligent human beings, for millions of years, they do the same thing. They just shut down, tune it out, refuse to even consider it. So that's pretty interesting. Now, D.K. himself says that the first human beings came upon the earth, or evolved upon the earth, 18 million years ago. But what Michael Cremo's found seems to be at odds with this, in the fact that he's found evidence that man has been on the earth even longer than 18 million years. So I thought back to all the teachings of D.K. Did he give anything that might indicate something else? And he did say something interesting about the Jews. He said the Jews is actually the oldest race on the earth. He says they came here from another solar system. And so he says that their race is actually older than the earth, older than this solar system, that in a previous solar system, a number of them evidently survived and came to this earth. And so it's possible that that race was on the earth long before the 18 million years that the Tibetan talked about, because he points out that the Jewish race is even older than the other races of the earth. So I found that interesting. So it's possible that some of these evidences of ancient people or of this race that survived a previous solar system and came maybe to Earth in its infancy and lived here for a while. So I'm going to give you some interesting evidences that kind of defy regular archaeology and regular science about the age of the Earth. And one of the interesting ones is something found just 20 miles from here. And this is in down at Julia Davis Park, right here in Boise, is this first one, this little doll that was found.
It's in the museum.
It was found in Nampa, and it's a museum in here, right here in Boise. And yeah, the Idaho Historical Museum. I haven't been there to look at it, but I've been in it before, but I wasn't aware this was there at the time. So next time I go in there, I'm going to look for it. Well, in 1889, they were drilling a well in Nampa, Idaho, and at 300 feet below the surface, they pulled out this little doll right there. And 300 feet below the surface would put it at an age of about 100 million years. Oh, no, 2 million years. I'm sorry. It's 2 million years. Now, how long do they say that intelligent people have been here on the North American continent? Most of them say about 9,000 years or so. And others, well, it keeps going back a little farther. Some are saying 20,000. The longest estimates are 50,000. They're uncovering different ones now. Another interesting thing is they have found Caucasian skeletons dating back about 9,000 years. And the most famous one is called Kennewick Man, found in Washington. And he's about 9,000 years old, and he's Caucasian. And the American Indians, the tribes that own the land he's found on, don't want scientists to study this guy because they want to say that they were the ones that were first, and it's their land. We stole it from them. They don't like the idea that Caucasians might have been here at the same time that they were. Anyway, there's been about eight of these discovered in different places in America, eight different Caucasians, but this one is particularly well-preserved called a Kennewick Man. Yeah.
I think they actually did the DNA analysis on the Kennewick Man, and his DNA did not match the indigenous tribe. So they did,
oh, really?
They had the lawsuit that they wanted to claim that as their sacred.
Yeah, so there's legal scientific evidence that it's not a match, huh? Do you know if it matched Europeans or anything? Or?
I believe it did, yes.
Yeah. So 9,600 years ago, so that's interesting. But anyway, this little doll here is about 2 million years old, so there was somebody intelligent living around Nampa, Idaho, about 2 million years ago, capable of making a little doll for their kid. So that's interesting.
Now, is that 2 million years determined just on how much dust settled over time?
Yeah, depending on the layers. See, they have the different layers, and the farther you go, the deeper you go, the farther you go back in time is the way they judge it.
What about carbon dating? Can you do that?
Well, carbon dating doesn't go back that far. Yeah, you're limited on. But they do dating with. They can do dating with other. Elements like uranium, and they can go back millions of years with that. When the experts look at this, they try to dismiss it, and they say, well, this was a fraud, and it was really just some doll used by Indians or something like that, and got mixed up. I mean, they come up with all these conclusions, but this is one thing Michael Cremo investigated quite thoroughly, and he said a lot of the experts that try to dismiss it with inaccurate information that isn't true. It's just hearsay. But he says there's a lot of the evidence seems to indicate that this was a real find that went back 2 million years. Now, 2 million years seems a long time, but try to take a look at this next one. Back down in South Africa, they found embedded in minerals that was 2.8 billion years old, these little metal ball bearings. And what's interesting about these is some of them have these symmetrical grooves around it. Take a look at those. And it looks like, I mean, they're all the way around it, and they pretty much would have had to have been machined by somebody, by some intelligent hand. And so they found a bunch of these. And another interesting thing about this is they're extremely hard, hard metal that can't be scratched by steel even. And so they might have been some type of bearing or something. But whatever it is, a lot of people looked at it, think they're man-made. But 2.8 billion years, I mean, I thought the 18 million years the Tibetan talked about man being here was a long time, but 2.8 billion, man, there was hardly anything here alive. 2.8, just elementary life forms were here 2.8 billion years ago. It's possible that some beings came here from some other planet and just established some type of base or something. Who knows? What would have caused that?
JJ? What about time travel?
Yeah.
Could be time travel.
Practicing the shot put.
Now here's another interesting one. This next one, this is a vase, 600 million years old. And look how intricate it is. Look at the carvings that's on it. So it's quite fascinating that something like that could have been dated that far back. Now this was, again, one that was found in 1852.